You're listening to 66.6 FM. Radio TOVH. The Flush.
Rocking with the very best. That was Ukraine by Turd Cutter, a fitting start to this, the Toilet of Hell radio show. I'm your host, Joe Thrashenkill, and the band Turd Cutter is notable in that my co-host Randall Thor plays bass for them. It's also fitting because he didn't play on that track, just as he's not on this episode of the radio show. That's right, you've got me solo again for this very special edition of the Toilet of Hell radio show. What's so special about it? Well, I'll tell you. Hold your horses. I reached out via the Toilet of Hell Facebook page and asked our followers to send me literally anything, and I would play it on this show. The only stipulations that I put on this were that you had to A, have permission to use the track, and B, not get pissy if I said mean things about it. And it turns out that instead of slam poetry or fuzzy 911 call transcripts, you all just sent me your stupid metal bands. On the plus side, I was shocked by the quality of most of the shit you sent me. If you're listening today, you're in for a real feast of quality underground metal. Also some real dog shit. You'll know it when you hear it. So let's get right into this. The first track is Day of Ashura by Crippled Beggar.
Yeah!
That was Crippled Beggar with Day of Ashura, and it was pretty lit, in my humble opinion. You've got something resembling hardcore that definitely settles into a serious groove at about the halfway mark. I dug it, and I hope to hear more from Crippled Beggars soon. You can check out three more songs from that band on their Bandcamp page, linked helpfully below. Thank you for submitting, Sean. By this point in our regular program, you would probably hear my co-host Randall Thor mention some dull but cute detail about his cat, Albus. I don't have a cat, but if you like, I can tell you a cat story. Today, I was outside cleaning up some yard clippings, and I look up, and a neighbor's cat, or I assume it was a neighbor's cat because it had a collar on. Anyway, this little fucker, he runs over to my garden and glares at me and takes a shit right in my garden. Then it continues to give me the evil eye while it sprayed some nightmare feline liquid all over my house. Fuck cats. Anyway, here's Glitter Bomb with Dead Row. Dead Row by Glitter Bomb. That was some awesome power violence straight out of Arizona. I will be picking that up, and I implore you to do the same if you're not some kind of weak poser. Thank you for submitting your band, Brennan. It ruled. At this point, it feels right to take a break from the rockin' and introduce some of the weird shit y'all sent me. Courtesy your favorite Simpsons shit poster, Mother Shabubu, this is the Vince Shlomi hooker-beating experience with no lyrics, just Hetfield. Yeah! Man, that was one in my biatcha away from the real deal load era Metallica. Just as it said on the label, there was not a single lyric there, just Hetfield. Thanks, Mother Shabubu, you giant weirdo. Let's introduce something brand new, hot off the gosh darn metal presses. Our good buddy David, from one of my favorite new bands, Hadian, has a new band. It's called Alyosha, and this is their first recorded track, Hakone. There you go. A little strong for that dunk. Hakone by Alyosha, everyone. The first track from an upcoming 4-track EP. And I think my favorite part about that was how uncomfortable the entire thing made me. I think we need to chill a bit. I think we need a little levity. And what's more lighthearted than the Vietnam War? I joke, of course, rather than going off on a giant anti-war tirade, let's listen to some lighthearted alternative reality punk rock from everyone's favorite dude, Boss the Ross. This offers an alternative history of Vietnam that, quite frankly, makes the whole thing slightly more palatable. This is The Vietnamese with The Explanation and The Mission.
We didn't go to Vietnam to kill commies. We didn't go to help the French. We could have cared less what was going on in Vietnam. The thing is, in 1947, little gray men crashed in Roswell. After that, America wanted more. During August of 1964, there was evidence that another extraterrestrial life form crashed in North Vietnam, and America wanted it. In February of 1965, President Johnson ordered troops to enter Vietnam, not to stop communism, not to promote peace, but to get the aliens.
Aliens is shit, dog. Thankfully, the Vietnamese explained it all for us. To be totally honest, I've been sicker than a dog for the past week. If my voice reflects it, I genuinely apologize. But that's the only thing I will apologize for, okay? Don't get it twisted. Up next is a band out of North Carolina. This is Old Scratch with Black Skies, parentheses, Hellskates. That's heavy metal, my dudes. Black Skies, Hellskates, by Old Scratch. I really loved that sloppy tapping solo, especially when it hit the little harmonized bit. Man, that is exactly how you can hook an audience. Just next album, nothing but harmonized tapping solos. It'll go platinum. Take that shit to the bank. Anyway, about to hit you with some Nequient. Hail yes. That was, of course, Nequient from Chicago, Illinois. If you've never heard them before, you probably haven't been following The Toilet of Hell for too long. We first premiered that record, Infinite Regress, a little while back. That track was Obsidian Order. Go buy that record, and if you're in the Chicago area, go check out one of their shows. Good dudes, backed hard. This next one's a curveball. Some of you may know frequent Toilet of Hell commenter and sometimes writer Richter for his work as a clever dude and sometimes Michael Ironside impersonator. Here is his vocal work at play for a track called Romancing the Summer by Dr. Hump and the Fun Tubes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have no idea what to make of that. Anyway, let's get back to the jams. Here's something I really loved, and I hope you do too. This is Death State with Anger to Inspire.
I did not fall.
Really cool shit there. That was Anger to Inspire by Death State, a band out of Massachusetts. And that was a brand new track that's not available to listen to anywhere else yet. So it'll be on an upcoming release from the band, so be sure to follow those guys on Facebook and stay up to date with that release. Up next, another band out of Massachusetts. This is Graveborn with Mahabodhi.
Those who doubt you, blow your load. Cast aside the expectations of those
Graveborn from Boston, Massachusetts. That track was well done from a technical perspective. It was played skillfully. The production was solid. And just as a whole, it did absolutely nothing for me. I don't mean to be unnecessarily cruel, because I'm sure these dudes are all great dudes, but this sound was not meant for the Joe Thrash and Kills of the world. Deathcore just is not my thing. When it hit the breakdown about three quarters in, I got up and I got a beer. Anyway, deathcore is not my thing, and neither is djent. Particularly bad djent. Which brings us to... We'll be right back. That was Graveyard Orbit. It was courtesy of one of my favorite Toilet of Hell commenters, Chugga Chugga Deedly Doo. He's an old knucklehead from the way back times, and I love him. Do not like his band, though. No, sir. I'm sorry. But if you thought any of the things I played today sucked, man, you have no idea what I'm about to do to your poor little ears. I saved by far the worst submission for last. Almost everything you've heard today has involved some degree of skill, creativity, artistry, or at least a sense of humor. One or more of those things combined, certainly, but this has none. From a technical perspective, this is putrid. It's off time, off pitch, sloppily played, and it's your problem now. I'm headed out so I don't have to listen to this shit. You've been listening to the Toilet of Hell Radio Show. I'm Joe Thrashenkill, and I'll see you next week if you can survive this god-awful cover of Voodoo Child.
Yeah. ese cambio como...
Sí, se fue recontra pesado.
Qué locazo, bro. Ya. Neymar.
You're listening to 66.6 FM, Radio TOVH, The Flush.